Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge on Mix 97. Today's the 29th of January. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm Sean Kelly, Ashley Harvey. Jack Miller was to be here, but I guess he forgot about us.
We even told him what time to be here at.
Oh, well.
He'll come rolling in.
We'll have to persevere without Miller, Harvey.
He'll come rolling in the door and sit down and just expect to be able to be put on the air.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so shoot the breeze this morning. Taylor Swift has got a concert the day before the Super Bowl. Her boyfriend, soon-to-be husband, will be in the Super Bowl. Travis Kelce, you've done some...
You've been
like a travel consultant here this morning.
Let me break it down for you.
Okay.
There's this thing called the International Dateline, Sean.
Okay.
This makes this work, okay?
So this is Taylor Swift's weekend coming up for Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah, so she performs 4 shows at Tokyo Dome in Japan on consecutive nights from the 7th to the 10th.
Okay.
Before heading to Australia, she actually has a show in Australia on the 16th. I looked it up a little further.
Okay.
So doors open at 4 p.m. local time for her Tokyo concert, and the show starts at 6. So she typically opens her set about 2 hours after the scheduled start time because she lets people come in and they settle down and stuff. However, there have been no openers have been announced for her Tokyo tour dates, meaning she could go on at 6 o'clock, not closer to like 8, right? So... assuming that's the case, with her concerts lasting roughly 3.5 hours, she could wrap up the show around 9:30. And if she leaves Haneda Airport, which is the closest airport to Tokyo at a roughly 25 minutes drive of the way, an additional time to account for concert traffic and flight traffic, she could be wheels up to Las Vegas an hour later. The estimated trip from the Haneda Airport to Harry Reid International Airport is 10 to 10 and a half hours on the aircraft that she uses. This means that Swift could leave at 10:30 p.m. in Tokyo.
Saturday night.
And because of the time change, arrive around 4 p.m. in Las Vegas on February 10th, a full day before the game. The only hiccup in this plan could be that the airports are going to be extremely busy because people are coming in for the Super Bowl. So she may have to land at a different airport and then therefore drive into Las Vegas, but everything works out that she could be a full day before the Super Bowl.
Okay, so that's what we're going to hear for the next 2 weeks is about Taylor Swift's day to make it work to see soon-to-be hubby Travis play football in the Super Bowl.
Can't she afford her own flight?
This is flying in her own craft because if she goes commercial, it's 13 hours. But if she flies on this aircraft that she flies on, it's 10 to 10 and a half hours.
And she's got a bed. She'll be fine.
Yeah, she'll be
fine. And not only that, the airports have private areas that don't go through the airport proper. They go through charter areas. And I'm sure she would probably get brought in very quickly.
She'll be fine. Yeah.
She'll be absolutely fine.
We should actually limit the show to like 4 Taylor Swift bits and
Number 3, so we're golden, right?
Yeah. What do you got this morning, Jack, for Shoot the Breeze?
And actually, I thought CBS yesterday was quite restrained. They didn't go to her as often as they have. You were talking about cruises a couple of weeks ago and how popular that they have become. I guess they're a lot cheaper. I'm not so sure this one would have been too cheap. But the world's largest cruise ship is on its maiden voyage from the port of Miami. It's Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas. That's what it's called. It left South Florida Saturday for its first 7-day island hopping voyage through the tropics. The ship runs nearly 1,200 feet from bow to stern. The Icon of the Seas is divided into 8 neighborhoods across 20 decks.
Jeez.
The equivalent of nearly 4 city blocks. The ship includes 6 water slides, 7 swimming pools, an ice skating rink, a theater, and more than 40 restaurants, bars, and lounges. The ship can carry up to 7,600 passengers at a maximum capacity and about 2,350 crew members.
That's a big boat.
That is a very big boat.
I want to get this in for Shoot the Breeze this morning. We got it emailed to us last Thursday, and we didn't get to it on Friday, but certainly worth mentioning. Before Christmas, the Food for Learning had the Feed the Meter campaign going, and we were sent an email from Jen Barrett, who is the Resource Development Coordinator for Food for Learning. And they raised
$44,000 with Feed the Meter, Feed the Kids campaign throughout the month of December.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. The school boards, Hastings, Prince Edward Public School Board, Algonquin Lakeshore, about 7,000 kids are fed at school each day.
Yeah.
So that was quite a haul. That was making donations to the parking meters in Belleville and Picton during the month of December. So if you did that, $44,000 was raised. Big shout out this morning to Jen Barrett, also Kelly Brace, Sherry Hardy, and Vicky Struthers, four guardian angels for the kids with the Food for Learning.
Another way you can donate for that, I know my kids' school does it. They go to St. Joe's, but it's on there. You can do, you don't send money to school anymore. It's all done online. So mm-hmm. they have it on there all the time. You can donate to the Food for Learning program. And so once a term, Nick and I do a donation for both of the kids through the donating program because nice. Bellamy likes to do the Breakfast Club in the mornings.
Yeah.
So if we can help out the kids that need that assistance, we do that.
All right. The goal, by the way, you mentioned 44,000 raised. The goal was 25,000.
Nice.
So they blew
very
that
nice
one right out of the water.
Yeah, Food for Learning. Well done. Feed the Meter campaign.
This hour of the Mix